Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning. And thanks to everyone for calling, texting, emailing.
Also, thanks for listening on this Tuesday.
Thanks to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
I think it's just a tragedy that we're forcing these rookies to play early. But the reality is the only reason why they are is because we dumbed the game down, which has allowed them to play. It used to be thought of at a higher level. We used to spend hours and hours in the offseason in training camp trying to be a little bit better than next year. But I think what happens is discourages the coaches from going to deep levels because they realize the players don't have the opportunity to go to a deep level. So they're just going to teach them where they're at.
That is Tom Brady.
That's what he sounds like.
Practicing. No, that's him commenting on younger rookie quarterbacks. Thank you, Brandon Fryer, for playing that.
To put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other?
Tua, bad mouth, and Brian Flores. Negative coaching made his mind negative.
Bad mouthing or telling the truth?
No, he's telling the truth about a bully.
Telling the truth.
No, he's bad mouthing a guy he called a horrible human.
Yeah, well.
And Mike McDaniel built him up, and now he's
got
a $220 million
contract.
Explains
a lot.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Good for Tua.
I bet he likes signing it.
Lawrence Holmes, the great man, is here. And a guy with his comments interrupting us is dead.
The heart attack, Hector.
What's up, guys?
How about Hector?
That's interesting.
Well, we were trying to figure out the date on which I called for him to be DFA'd.
I think it was the beginning of June.
I thought it was May.
It may have been. Okay. It's got to be May.
I thought it was, but I finally got my wish.
Oof. Well, he not was so bad. Good. 5 blown saves.
He's been bad.
He's been bad.
Even when he was good, he was bad.
He still wasn't close to that 60.
14 appearances away from getting that clause to kick in, guaranteeing him $9 million.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be a team that signs him. You know there will be, takes a chance.
Well, this gets him out of the option, too.
Yeah. Right. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Someone will sign him. He'll be good.
Are they over the threshold?
Jed said that they were. Yeah. And
this help in that?
I don't think it affects the tax at all.
I don't think it probably does, but they are over. Just not enough time.
It was $9 million, but it's, what, a month left?
Yeah.
It's very interesting that they're going to go over, and they didn't really go over enough. And then next year, you get a 30% tax if you go over again, which makes you wonder what type of team they're going to put out there on the field next season.
How are they going to sign Juan Soto?
Soto tax. What's the Soto tax?
Mm-hmm. Should have been in on that guy regardless. Should have been using the assets that you had as trade leverage to make moves. But it's fine. I'm sure everything's going to be okay, and Cubs fans are totally okay with the way things are going.
There's still time.
There is still time.
And but the schedule is in their favor.
But the thing is like, you know, as we say that, the schedule's in their favor, they're going to welcome in a team today that has the same record as them.
Same record.
Yes.
Yeah, but their schedule's easy. What about the other team's schedule?
Right.
Right.
Well, it's easy because they're playing the Cubs.
But
exactly.
Uh-huh. All those teams are like, we're playing the Cubs, so our schedule's easy.
I think this is Javi's first game back,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Wild? Yes, it is.
He'll have a video tribute and everything.
Yep. As he should.
You think they'll show that play, the one where he was running to first, and then he came back? And
they better.
They had the
And then the guy who went to Korea?
The El Mago play?
Yeah, right. The first baseman wound up going to Korea.
All he had to do was step on the base.
I hope they show him like the tag, the way Javi tagged. Nobody tagged like Javi.
I want to see when he also fumbled the bubble gum and then he caught it and
he looked at
the
camera.
Looked at the camera like, how about that? Yeah. See the quick hands there.
He had the flair.
His tag was so good because he was ambidextrous, right? Or his dominant hand was actually his tag hand, not his... His tag was great.
That World Baseball Classic tag is still like one of the greatest baseball moments ever.
Well, they'll show his sliding swim move also that now is is filtered all the way down to 8U travel.
Well, and also the Javi slide, like not the feet first slide. That's just smooth. Before we had like Bobby Witt Jr., we had Javier Baez with the nice smooth
Trey Turner had, had a little bit of that too.
He was so much fun to watch, though.
What happened
to him?
Yeah. What happened?
It's a wonderful question. Yeah. I think some of it has to do with, it really depends on, like we're talking about with Tua.
But exactly. Yeah.
Sometimes it matters who's in your ear. And clearly, Joe Maddon had a way of handling Javier Baez that other managers haven't been able to tap into.
Maybe we can talk to Ian about that. Because I know we've talked to him about a little bit about Chris Bryant. Maybe with Javi coming.
Happer was up when he had the back-to-back great years.
Oh, yeah. But it'd be a good topic about why somebody, we don't have to be specific, but just there are questions about why somebody that talented just never stuck with making good swing decisions. Because when he wanted to, if you remember in the Giants win, the Yom Kippur miracle, when the Cubs came back and beat the Giants, how he
middle of the night
got the bat on the ball when he had to get the bat on the ball.
Huge win.
And
I don't want to say that he signed a contract and stopped playing, but if you look at the timing of it, he kind of stopped playing after he signed a contract. I'm not saying
that speaks to the whole thing, the mental approach. You wonder about that. That's the fascinating thing about pro sports. They have this crazy rare skill set. Like Michael Kopech even. Michael Kopech's success with the Dodgers in 9 games speaks to just how skilled he is.
And it's not like he's throwing any softer either. He's 103, 102, 103 hit it.
What is it about that? Is it the mindset? Is it the mentality, the makeup, all the things that change when you change scenery?
The coach, the pitching coach?
Mark Pryor.
Well, I mean, the White Sox were telling him the right things. He just wasn't listening. And maybe you're not listening because you feel like, do these guys have any credibility? We're the worst team in baseball.
Well, you go to the Dodgers and your hearing improves.
Your hearing improves and there's a guy who's just like you. Came in here throwing flames. And
that's true.
Maybe he understands you better.
Were you guys able to get around the city mostly unfettered? You do all right?
Pretty unfettered.
Okay.
Yeah, it was great this morning, too.
Oh, my God, it was great.
It felt as if a lot of people are working from
home. Working from home.
I saw the worst disguised Secret Service agent ever yesterday. As Marine One flew over me, I was right down to the edge of the north end of DuSable Harbor, near the police and fire station down there. And Marine One goes over, the press helicopter goes over. And I'm sort of wandering around there, I see this guy who looks exactly like Agent Smith from The Matrix. He's got the suit. He's got the glasses. He's got the dangling earpiece IFB thing with a little coil behind his ear.
The sound of inevitability.
It's the smell. I hate it here. and I'm just looking at him. I almost want to say, like, seriously, man? Like, I thought he was cosplaying at this point. I'm like, come on. Like, yes, I know you are a Secret Service agent. Like, talking into his lapel.
Don't make any fast moves.
No, I wasn't. I didn't look threatening at that point.
What have ye?
Lots. We are going to talk Bears. We are going to paint a picture of a different offensive coordinator. We will say goodbye to Hector Neris. Caleb Williams is making people observe things about the quarterbacking position that we just haven't seen around here in a while. We'll discuss that. Ian Happ at 11:25. We may take some calls today on a topic as well. That's a threat. Jason Benetti at 1:25.
Have a great show.
All right, guys.